are Simen Reish Mem Ches, in the middle of Sif Beis. We had learned that the Shittes Harif, that the whole reason that one is not permitted to be Maflig Besfine is because of the Bittel of Oinik Shabbos. So we said that is dafke if he's going to a yam, avol ben nahoris ein shum tzar. This is the lashon of the machaber lamafligim behem lefichach muta lahaflig behem afilu be'erev Shabbos. Then there's no iser of bittel oinik Shabbos. So there's no problem of yaitze chutz l'tchum. Aval b'mokim she'yadua lanu she'mikarka hasvine l'karka hanar poches me'asoret v'achim. But if we know that from the karka hasvine to the karka yom there's less than asoret v'achim, so then lamata me'asoret there's a iser tchumim. Also los eis chutz l'tchum mishum iser tchumim. And we hear in the Mishnah Berurah a machloikis, two days, if he is sitting lemaila meyasoret vachim, but the karkois hasvina is lamata meyasoret vachim. The first day it was that this is osa, because you look at the bottom of the svina, so it's considered like it's lamata meyasoret vachim. The second day he holds that it's mutter, and he says leisatzoirich, it could be meikel. I'd like to tell over a maisim that I was in Eretz Yisrael around 5 years ago, Pesach, and I was walking with Rav Tzivyain, who is the son-in-law of Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And this was, we were walking in Chalom Moed Pesach, and he told me a very interesting maisim. He made a bris the second day Yontif of Pesach, and the sandik was Rabbi Eliashiv in Yerushalayim. His shver Rab Chaim lives in Bnei Brak, and Rab Chaim, the Chazaynish, the stipler, were noyig in Bnei Brak to hold the Yontif Sheini by Melachis Tiyaraisa. There's a whole shaila if Bnei Brak, if the shluchim, they reached Bnei Brak when they sent our shluchim from Yerushalayim, so is Bnei Brak, they only have to hold 1 day or 2 days? They ought to have 2 days Yontif. So the Chazaynish and the stipler, Rab Chaim Kanievsky, are machmer in Melachis D'Araisa. They don't do Melachis D'Araisa. And Yontif Sheini, Melachis D'Rabbanan they do. But D'Araisa they don't do. So now Rab Chaim had a problem. His son-in-law is making a bris and an einikel in Yerushalayim, and they're going to go chutz l'tchum. He has to go from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim, which is chutz l'tchum, which is tchumim d'yereise, and he was machmer by Melachis d'yereise. He's machmer. So the shaila was, would he go to, should he go, could he go to the bris? That was the shaila. Abliyashu was sandik, and so the shaila was, could he go to the bris? Bekitzer, he went to the bris in a van that the seat of the van was lamayla meyasore tvochim. So this is mamish, this aloha which we're learning now. We're learning about a ship that from the bottom of the ship to the ground is less than 10 tvochim. From where he's standing is lamayla meyasore tvochim. So the Mishnah Berurah brought down 2 days. Is this called? Is it called a ma'ilamata me'asor etvachim? Because you look at the ship and the bottom of, from the bottom of the ship till the ground is less than asor etvachim. So it's called I'm hoylechutz l'tchum. Or you look where he is standing. counting near standing is lemaila meyasara tvachim. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins leis atzoyrech, you could be meikel. So b'shaita, I didn't chap what the lomdus of the shaila was, I didn't appreciate it, but now that I'm learning this aloch, and now I understand what its dadi shaila was and how he was machia. Now, let us see the Gemara. V'chein b'sfina sheyitzach haYisrael lovei lidei meloche b'Shabbos. Even though it is not a yam, and there is no problem of bitulaynik Shabbos, but there's other things that have to be taken into consideration. If by going into the ship I'll have to do a malach in Shabbos, also likonis boshloi sheyodim kaidem Shabbos, afilu heim nahoris hanoivim, even though it is not a yam, it's nahoris, but it's also out. So the rif's problem of bitulaynik Shabbos is not applicable, but it'll be also out chilul Shabbos if it's toich shloi sheyomim. Vehila maila meyasore. So there is no issa tchumim, but it will be yosar al tzachilu Shabbos. Avol ein issa b'meshe b'heimeis moishchis asvina b'svas ano, but there is no issa that b'heimeis amoishch b'svina b'svas ano, leidomi l'alicha b'korin she'osa. The din is that a person is not permitted to go into a korin, into a wagon, if the wagon is going Shabbos, but by a ship, even though behemoths are pulling the ship, there is no issa. Let us see, I think we're up to Yudches. And Issa b'mashe behemis, Chotzaloyma, Dim lehoye Issa acher, if there was no other Issa, Kegoyim, B'nahoris hanoivim, we're speaking about rivers, that there's no problem of bitul oinik Shabbos, there's no choppy waters. Ulamayla meyesore, and the nar is higher than 10 tvachim. So there's no shayla of hoyle chutzlet tchum, ein tchum in lamayla meyasore. Vigam lo yitztarech ha-Yisroel lasis meloche shom, and the Yid will not be forced to do a meloche in the ship. Ein lesa lisa besvine heiche shebeim es moishchis asvine. So there's no issa whatsoever if the beim es amoishch desvine. Di yiyye doime keilu yoishev bekorem. This is equivalent, like he's sitting in a wagon. Behema moishches oisai deyasa loyemrine nochi tahasa matam. The reason why one is not permitted to sit in a wagon that is going on Shabbos, shema yachtech zmeira lanhiga, since the person in the wagon has an access to hit the behemoth, to make it, to guide it, it should go faster. So there's a gzeira on whoever is sitting in the wagon, shema yachtech zmeira lanhiga, might go and going on the journey, he might break off a branch in order to be manig the behemoth, because he's capable of being manig the behemoth since he's in the wagon and he's close enough to the behemoth to be manig the behemoth. Here the behemoths which are pulling the ship are not in access to the people who are sitting in the ship, so there's no problem whatsoever. Sif Gimel. Heiche de muta la haflig me erev Shabbos. Now, a case when it is mutter lahavling merev Shabbos, so we're speaking about it's a nohor, and we hear there's no problem of tchumim, there's no problem of malachim. there's no problem of Bitaloinik Shabbos. So now we're going to see, but there's one more problem which we will soon address. Im nichnas b'sfina me'erev Shabbos. So till now we were speaking about that the Sfina leaves Erev Shabbos and he's on the Sfina already Erev Shabbos. But here we're going to say a new problem in a new kulev. That he's going to enter the ship Erev Shabbos, and the ship is first going to leave in Shabbos. We'll see soon there's another problem here, and we'll see how we can address this problem. Heichem. The mutter lahaflig me'erev Shabbos, im nichnas b'sfine me'erev Shabbos, if he entered the sfine erev Shabbos, v'kone bo shvise, and he was kone shvise in the ship, af al pi shemafleges b'Shabbos, the ship will first go out in Shabbos. Mutter, this is mutter. Vuhu shelo yotza me'asvine me'eis shekono shvise. But this is mutter if he remained in the ship from when he entered the ship Erev Shabbos to when the ship started traveling, which is in Shabbos. Now let us see what the problem is and how we are addressing the problem. Heichid the mutter. Perish, Sifkot Yotesa Mishnabura. The Machaber Lekoma Laela Hatir Afilu Binahores Hanoivim. That means in Sif Beis, we were matter if it is a river, it is not an ocean. So there's no problem of Bitaloinik Shabbos. Ulamaila Meyasore. And it's Lamaila Meyasore, so there's no problem of Hoylech Chutzlatchum. So the Mechaber was matter Elo lahaflig b'Erev Shabbos. So he said, you are allowed to leave Erev Shabbos. Avol b'Shabbos, but if the ship will first leave in Shabbos, loy, the Mechaber wasn't matter. V'kan osi le'ayruye, here the Mechaber is coming to tell us the lefa'omim. There are certain instances af b'Shabbos mutter lahaflig behem. He's allowed to be in the ship, and the ship is first leaving in Shabbos. We don't know yet what the shail is, but he says this is only permissible if he entered the ship Erev Shabbos in uskoinish visa, which means haynu sheyoshav shom kolbein hashmoshois ad shetechshach. He was there the whole bein hashmoshois leil Shabbos. Vuhu sheloi yotza. But he did not leave the ship. He entered the ship Erev Shabbos. He remained in the ship. And the ship will leave on Shabbos. The E lav ochi. But according to the Machaber, we'll see the Rimor will be Mekel. But according to the Machaber, that says you have to enter the ship Erev Shabbos and remain in the ship. Di lavochi osa likonis bo b'Shabbos. Why? Mibnei shenire kishot al penei hamayim b'ze osa k'may shekosav simin shin lamites. In simin shin lamites it says a person is not permitted to swim on Shabbos. The reason he's not permitted to swim, Chazal made a gzeire, he might make a type of a raft or a barrel, which if he's going to swim on Shabbos, he's going to make a raft or barrel which he can float on, and this is also to do in Shabbos, because he's making a keli. So Chazal well, this comes together. If you're swimming, you make this chavi shel shayotim. This was a normal procedure. A person went out swimming and was not too sure how good a swimmer he is. He made this raft in order to take it along with him. So Chazal asked to swim on Shabbos. Now, in this issa of swimming on Shabbos, if I go out in Shabbos on the water on a ship, this is doime to the issa of shot up neyamayim. So therefore, I'm not allowed to go on a ship in Shabbos als this gzeire. But if I entered the ship erev Shabbos, and I'm in the ship already, and the ship goes on Shabbos, but I'm not. So this is not similar to the gzeira of shot up neyamayim, and the mechaba holds in this case it is mutter. So the mechaba says that if all other problems were taken care of, there's no problem of einik Shabbos, of hoylichus l'tchum, of malachis that might be done. Everything is taken care of. There's one more problem we have to address. If the ship is going to leave in Shabbos, then there would be an issa of shot al pnei amayim. It's nire kishot. He's going out on the water in Shabbos. And Chazal asked all ifanim out to go out on the water, to swim on the water, to float on the water, to go on the ship. If I'm going out l'chatchil in Shabbos, Chazal asked this. This is also midarabonim. But if I went into the ship erev Shabbos, I was erev Shabbos, now the ship is leaving on Shabbos, so this is does also not apply. But according to the Mechaba, I'll go into the ship erev Shabbos, I'll be there, and then I'll go back to the, I'll go back home, and then Shabbos the ship is going to leave 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll go 7 o'clock back into the ship. According to the Mechaba, this is also because you're going on a ship to in Shabbos that's going to go out on the water. So this is also. But if you went into the ship before Shabbos and you're still in the ship, so Mamela, this is mutter. That's what the Mechaba said. The Mechaba was mutter this. Now, that's Shita Samachaba. Hago, Zokteremo, Vyesh Oimrim, others say, Da Afilu Yotso Min Hasvine Shori. He went into the ship Erev Shabbos. He was there, Kolbei Nashmoshes. He goes out, and now he's out the whole night, and he comes back 7 o'clock in the morning. So there's a yesh oimrim that this is also mutter. The ma'acher, look to Ramah further. The ma'acher shekone bo shvise me'erev Shabbos, since he was koine shvise in the ship erev Shabbos, that means the ship became his dire. It's, we consider he's living in the ship. So even though he left the ship at night and comes back in the morning, but legabi the issa of nire kishot, since the ship became beisoy already erev Shabbos, so he's permitted to leave and go back. Muta achakach likonis bo b'Shabbos ulahaflik. So there's mekilim that hold that he's, as long as he goes into the ship erev Shabbos, he's there bein hashmoshes. He can go out and come back in Shabbos. So that's kula from the Ramah. V'yesh. So now the Ramah says, according to these mekilim, they do something. They just don't go in erev Shabbos and sit in the ship. V'yesh oisim kiddush besvine. They make kiddush. They eat a suda, and from with that, they show that this is beisom, this is their dire. Then they go out of the ship. Why they have to be in the ship a whole night? The lonim sham, and they're in their houses. On the next day, choizrim lesvine umafligen. V'chein no Nohagu Biktsas Mekoimois. There are some places that had this kula. There were some paiskim that were mekel, and there were some places that had this kula. So the Rama says, Ve'ein Limchois. That means in these places, if there was such a minig already, he's not telling you you should do like this. But if you live in this place, and this place they were noyig like these poiskim who were makel, that the iser shot will nirek shot goes off if was kaine shvise erev Shabbos. So in these places you can be seimach and the mekilim, and you can do this. Now we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkoten Chavbeis, the Ma'acher Shekonebo, Hainu, the Al Yedei Zeh, since he was in the ship, Leil Shabbos, Bein Hashmoshes, Havalei Hasvine Kebeisoi, so this is his house. Veinei Nire Kishot Kshenichnas Bo B'Shabbos, the Gzeira of Nire Kishot is, if he goes into the water on Shabbos, but this is his house already. He was kind of shvise. This is his mokim. It's not even when Adam comes back. It's not nire kishot. Fine. Vafilu lideyazu. Now, I just like to give a little akdome. Let us understand what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say now. We are speaking about, before the Rama, we are speaking about an ideal case. We have a ship that is on a river that's lamayla miyasoret vachim, no shail of tchumim, nothing. Let's speak about the first case. He goes into the ship. He went into the ship Erev Shabbos, according to the Das of the Mechaber. He went into the ship. Now, where in Gabi Tchumim, where was he Kaine Shvisa? Where is his Mokim Dire? He doesn't have a Mokim Dire, because he went into the ship Erev Shabbos. The ship is Lamaila Meyasara Tvachim. There's no Dire Lamaila Meyasara Tvachim. So Vali doesn't have a Mokim Shvisa. Fine. He goes into the ship. Shabbos, they start traveling. He goes irrelevant, or he goes. There's no shail of chutz l'tchum. He's going l'mayla meyasore. They end up in the city, which is far away from where he left Erev Shabbos, where they left. But as soon as he gets off, this is his mokim dire. That means till now he was lamayla meyasore tvachim. He was floating in the air the whole time. He didn't have a mokim dire the Shabbos. There was no concept of tchumim by him because he didn't have a mokim shvise. He'll come to the city. Now this is, as soon as he gets off the ship, this is his city. Now the whole city, this is his mokim dire. He can walk around the whole city. Shalom al Yisrael. No problem whatsoever. That was the case of the Mechaber. Now let's go to the Rama. The Rama, we're speaking about a Chumre with Shot, Loisha. The Rama was Mekel. This person went into the ship Erev Shabbos. Fine. He was Kaine Shvise. He made Kiddush. Gvaldik. Now he goes back home. The minute he leaves the ship, now it's kind of shvise here. Fine. This is mokim. Fine. He goes. Fine. This is his mokim. He goes back into the ship in Shabbos. There's no reason of hoyle chutzotchum because he's going lemayla meisor. But he's going to go into a new city in the middle of Shabbos. This city is chutz letrumoy. So we'll tap this yid on the shoulder. Rabbi, you know you're chutz letrum. You can hear four ames. That's it. You have no place where to go. You're allowed to go to ship, blah, blah, blah. But now you only have four ames. So this person who took this kula to go home and be home by Shabbos and sleep in this comfortable bed. He knows that so Leil Shabbos, he's very comfortable. But when he's going to arrive in his destination on Shabbos, he's chutz l'tchum, and he doesn't have a heter to go anyplace, only Dalad Amos. He'll be very uncomfortable there. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What?
He's in the ship. After
Now he's Hayla Chutzlatchum. What?
Now he's in the Chum again.
So he would be kind. So now there's a new problem. So if it's less than 9 tefachim, if it's less than 10 tefachim, so he's also chutz l'tchum. He'll be chutz l'tchum. Now he's in the ship. He can't. The ship is dalad ames, but he's not chutz l'tchum. Einachanami. Now, zok the Mishnah Berurah. Vafilu l'deya zu. This whole thing that he accomplished is he's allowed to enter the ship. But now he went back to the Beisai. Now he's in hot water. He can't go chut. He only is daladamis because he's chutz l'tchum. K'may shekosev b'simin tov dalad. V'migia hasfina lira mukefes mechitzis ayin shom ba'agor. Could be an ear that's mukef mechitzis, so that whole ear has a din of daladamis. It's called one big rishus. But if he did not leave the Svina, he never was Kainishvis any place. He was always in the air. He was always Lamaila Meyasorit. Muta achakach leilech b'mokim sheyegia liyabosha. Now the ship will come to its dock. Ad apayim l'chol ruach. Now he just was kainu shvise. So now he is apayim amus l'chol ruach. That if the Svina was always Lamaila Meyasorit Tvachim, so he first was Koine Shvise when he gets off the ship. If in the middle, that's what you said, if in the middle of the ship was Pachis Meyasorit Tvachim, so it was Koine Shvise over there. So, fine. Ubisvine Gufe. Now, to walk in the Svina, Mahalach Eskula, he's allowed to walk in the whole Svina. Afilu im yotze mi be'erev lebeisoy acher shekone shvise. That means, so even though this, now he's chutz l'tchum, can very well be when he's in the Svina, he's chutz l'tchum because he was kind of shvise when he left the Svina. But the whole ship, he's allowed to walk on the whole ship. Doesn't only have dalad damas in the ship. Mahalach eskula from yotze beber v'lebeisoy acha shekona shvise kivin sheshavas ba'avir mechitzis mi'boid yoyim. Since he was in these mechitzis mi'boid yoyim, so the whole sfine is a din of dalad damas. So even though now he's chutz l'tchum, he can walk the whole sfine. Now he says, if he was kind, since he was kind, Shvise me'erev Shabbos. Vafilu imchal yontiv erev Shabbos. What if yontiv is erev Shabbos? Now he wants to be koine shvise in the ship. So there's a shaila of mechin mi yontiv le Shabbos. Friday is yontiv, and he wants to now be koine by go entering the ship in yontiv. He'll be koine shvise that will be matter him to that the ship should be maflig in Shabbos. Vafil im chal yontiv erev Shabbos shori likne shvise ve'im bozem mishum achone mi yontiv le Shabbos. There's no problem of achone. As long as it doesn't say anything, there's no problem of achone. Ben imel is akinyin shvise shekonem erev yontiv. That means a fellow was koine shvise erev yontiv in the ship, he has to be koine shvise a second time erev Shabbos, because they took kedushas. Bain besimin tov tazayin beizoyfen heim be mishum achone. Sha'oi, since he says, now the Ramos said the minig is that they make kiddush. Gam l'day yezu be'inon she'yeshev shom kol bein ha'shmoshes l'kinyin shvise. Ela she'soivrim l'chatchile nochein lasei shom gam ken kiddush v'lechel miyat. The one should make kiddush also. The lefarsim adover shekonu shom shvise v'leyavoyu lechoshdom. Fine. So that is this din over here. Now we'll start a little sif dalet. Now sif dalet is a very problematic sif. That means in Aloch it's very problematic. Hayoitzim b'shayora b'midbar. People are going out. Here we're not in a ship. We're going out with a caravan b'midbar to a midbar. V'hakol yoidim. They're going to a midbar. And if you're going to be in a midbar on Shabbos, you have to realize it involves Chilul Shabbos. To be in a midbar Shabbos is, there will be necessary to be Mechalul Shabbos. Ki mipnei hasakone lo yuchlu la'akev b'midbar b'shabbos levadom. That means they will not be, let's say the caravan is going Shabbos. We're riding horses. There's a chilul Shabbos. The Rabbona, we'll see, there's chilul Shabbos that is going to be done. If I go in the midbar, so let's think, I'm going in the midbar, so you have to understand when I'm going to be in the midbar, those in the shayor are going to go further. Let's not be naive. I won't stay in the midbar alone there. The midbar is a very dangerous place. There's chayis, there's robbers. Midbar is dangerous. So if you're going out b'shayorim, there's an understanding that the shayor is going to travel through the midbar. You have no intent of staying there and the whole Shabbos alone. So your intent is you're going to go with the shayor, which means you are going to be Mechalo Shabbos. There's no two ways about it. You're going to be Mechalo Shabbos. That's the only way you'll be able to go with them in the midbar. Now, Sayyotzim b'shayore b'midbar v'hakel yoidim. Everyone knows shem tzrichim l'chalo Shabbos ki mivnei asakone l'yuchlu l'akev b'midbar b'shabbos levadom. They will not be capable of remaining alone in the midbar. The shiur will go further and they're going to remain in the midbar. So the din is shloisha yomim koidim Shabbos asurim lotzeis. The 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Wednesday meets starting Leil Yom Raviv, from Tuesday night, 3 days before Shabbos, which these are your mechuyev to be doyig, that I shouldn't be mechalo Shabbos, I shouldn't do a pula which will bring techilo Shabbos. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, asurim lot says, uve yom rishin, uve sheni, uve shlishi, muta lot says. But the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to go out. Just to see the two Mishnebrus, L'chal Shabbos, Afilu Bisel Darabonon. It'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. They have to write a behemoth. V'yemrishi v'sheini v'shlishi kvar nizbaratam, shum deim nikroim arshen Shabbos ova, ve'in tzoich li zoyer atosh le'yovoi lidei chilu Shabbos abo. So Memele, so the Mechaber was Mekel Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We'll stop here. He left his house on Monday and Tuesday. They bring that from Shlomo Zalman. They're going to go into the Midbar on Shabbos. But the journey started already from Sunday. He's in the Magen over here.